Now, we're going to start the programme today by coming back to a topic which we've dealt with on numerous occasions over the years on Talk About. But sadly, it's still a big problem. And I wonder sometimes, are we getting any closer to solving it? And it's the issue of beach littering. Now, I'm sure many of you heard Eyeball, the Irish Business Against Litter. Last week, they issued a report about littering all over the country, and specifically this time in their report they focused on littering on the coasts, and they pinpointed a number of areas, including some in Kerry, some coastal areas which were pretty badly littered. And you know, when you read these year after year and you hear people complaining about it and emailing us about it, you do tend to despair somewhat and wonder, what are we ever going to be able to do to get people to stop leaving rubbish on the beaches? Well, joining me to chat some more about this is Adrian McLaughlin from Tralee, who spotted her own littering chaos, if you like, while out on a walk over the weekend. Adrian, you're very welcome.
Good afternoon, Deirdre. Hello.
Thanks a million for joining us. Now, Phoenix is your one of your favourite walking spots. Tell us what you spotted over the weekend while you were out there.
Well, Phoenix is an area we walk on regularly. We have a dog and we go to Phoenix Island quite a bit because it's quieter with him. He's very elderly at this stage, so he's not up to much. But I was out in Derrymore on Friday, and that's another spot that's close to town. And our beaches are lovely, but, if you have a dog or children or anything, you tend to notice what's being left behind. So there was dog poo, and on the way back I spotted there was a nappy, and you know, you get a certain amount that's washed in, you know, you have bits of rope and stuff like that, and they're easy enough to pick up, you know, and there's plastic and bits of other things, and there was a drop, there were bags up in the car park, so I was able to add a few bits to that. But you know, the beaches are for everyone, whether you have a dog or not, and it's where to go from here.
And what you know, we need to do, yeah. And of course, what surprised me in a way, and I shouldn't have been surprised, was that, you know, it's September now, the beaches should be getting quieter, Adrian. Mm. I mean, you'd be used to the beaches being littered during the summer, but it's obviously still happening now.
Well, it could be historic stuff, because what I saw was above the high tide mark. They could have been there a while. I mean, you walk on next to the water, and I'd say there's stuff, as much stuff maybe being washed out with the tide, but the bits I saw were above the high tide mark, so they could have been there a while, you know. But as you say, it's historical. It doesn't happen very recently. I think last time I might have been on the programme was a similar talk a few years back, you know. And, you know, dog poo, historically, we've all had push buggies and bikes and brought poo on the wheels back home. And what do we do about it? But I would be suggesting, you know, if you have a dog, bring a bag with you. Council have provided places that have bags that you can, you know, you can
deposit,
fill
yeah.
up and either yeah. dispose there or take it home with you if there isn't a bin to drop it in. It's down to education, really, I think.
I wonder as well, you know, the council bylaws that came in during the summer that you couldn't bring your dog on any of the blue flag beaches between 11 a.m. and 7 p.m.
That's right.
Now, I think myself, obviously the beach I'd be most familiar with is Ballybunion, and I do have a dog, so I was conscious of getting up earlier to walk her morning or evening. I think that did make a bit of a difference, Adrian. Do you think that's a step in the right direction?
I do think so. I mean, it's, you know, it's something that if you have a dog, you factor these things in, and if they're the rule, if they're the law, they're the law, you know. Just because not everybody is a dog owner, and not everybody, people can be afraid of dogs, and you know, it's not just the littering, it's just the you know, not everybody has a dog, as I say, and you know, you've got to respect other people as well. That's why we tend to go ourselves to the quieter beaches, let's say, if it's during the day, and we have plenty of choices. Now, it's not just beaches. I mean, I'm in Tralee, so there are other places to walk out by the canal, Lower Cannon. There's Ballyseedy Wood, and that's another place where there's random dog fouling as well, you know. So
But just even moving away from the dog fouling, though, just to broaden the discussion, because I'm interested in exploring what can we do, generally speaking, about littering, because We have litter wardens. They can't be everywhere. We can't have them patrolling the beaches all day, every day. Is it that we need more bins? I mean, some people will tell you that, like, when you put more bins around the place, people just put their domestic waste into it and then it overflows and you've a worse problem. Have you any suggestions what could be done, or have you thought about this, Adrian?
Well, I have. I mean, you go abroad and there seems to be... You do get bins and people seem to respect what they're for. I've seen bins that have slots in them where, you know, it's very difficult to get bags of rubbish into it. You know, there's... where you can just put a bottle in or something like that. But I suppose there is council involved as well, and there's you know, they monitor what's going on, and I think that's something that we're a bit short on, let's say.
Yeah, or is it a basic behavioural thing that we don't...
There's that too, Deirdre. Yeah. I mean, as our children are growing up, they get a great grounding, you know, in primary and secondary school through the Green Schools projects and that, and there's great initiatives. But into adulthood, I don't know, does it just, it just wears off, or it gets put aside? But,
yeah, I don't know. I was talking to somebody as well, just coming back to the dog poo issue and the whole idea of the bins, and she was saying to me that a great idea might be if there was bins around towns and around scenic areas where you could put in a pin code. You register and you get a pin code, and you can get that open. The pin code opens the bin for you. You deposit your dog poo bag, and it closes automatically, and that way nobody can use it for the wrong idea.
Oh, right.
Yeah, so I don't know.
That's a good idea.
Is that...
If you're paying your dog license, that you might automatically get this pin.
Get a pin, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, I know your conversation is around general waste and stuff like that. My recent experiences, my own family experience, are fairly high with the dog poo issue. You know, I remember when my youngest daughter in school, secondary school, that's about 6-7 years ago now, she's through college, but they were involved in an environmental award, If Your Dog Poops, You Scoop, and they won a national award for it. So I'd like to think that, you know, going forward, anybody involved in that, you know, that it's in there, and they'd be, if and when they have their own pets and whatever, that they would factor in, you know, taking a plastic bag with you and doing the right thing.
Yeah.
You know, and there are signs are around town. They're lovely bright signs with that logo on them.
Mm.
So it's just, it's a society thing, really, just to, you know, be vigilant and...
Exactly,
you know,
yeah.
You want to be positive as well. You want to give your positive messages as well. You know,
I know as well that the Tidy Towns people all over Kerry, they do a terrific job. But speaking to them,
super work,
speaking to them, some of them get very despondent as well by the behaviour of others. That mm-hmm. like you see people just indiscriminately mm-hmm. dumping. I'm not sure what the solution to it is. And Adrian,
would it be worthwhile someone from the council maybe visiting secondary schools, transition years, and, you know, getting more involved that way in, you know, just keeping the promotions up, you know, because they're the hope of the future, aren't they?
This is it. You know, I think we need a new approach, whatever it is. We need mm-hmm. to a bit of outside the box thinking, or whatever you call it, to tackle this.
Yeah.
Adrian,
there are clean coasts as well, you know. I mean, there are regular tidy ups. You'd see them happening out in Banna and the Maharees and that, and they're all advertised on social media. And if, you know, just people got involved, but there's great initiatives out there. It's just an awareness, really. But as I say, it's historical. It hasn't happened just because lots of people bought dogs during COVID, and there's a lot more dogs walking. It's
always been there.
It's been
And I hope.
But I say they seem to do it better in Europe. I do think so. Maybe if we just get some ideas from what other countries do.
Yeah.
I think we've fallen short a bit with councils and maintenance and that.
And that's all down to lack of money.
Factored these costs into, you know, into their taxes. I have two daughters living abroad, or we're down to one now. But they seemed, in payment of their taxes, they seem to be, you might think the taxes might be higher in some areas, but they seem to factor in these type of things, you know.
Yeah, cleaning the streets and stuff like that. Adrian, yeah. we got to let you go, but look, thank you for opening the debate for us, and I'm keen to hear what other people have to say, and we might get some solutions or at least bounce around some ideas. But thank you for highlighting this, and lovely to have you the show.
Not at all. I'll get out there, enjoy the sunshine.
Do, absolutely. Cheers, Adrian. All the best. Okay. That's Adrian McLaughlin there from Tralee, talking initially about what she spotted at the weekend. Beautiful, beautiful beaches, Derrymore and Fenet, that she uses. And very sad to see not just dog fowl, but other rubbish strewn around the beach, just left there. Some of it dropped in or brought in by the tide, more of it just left by careless people. But what I'm interested in exploring this afternoon is new solutions. I mean, that person I spoke to, I mean, it might never work, the whole thing of having a code when you get your dog, your dog license or whatever. You have a code that gives you access to these bins that just open automatically and then close automatically when you put your poo bags into them. That's one thing. It might sound a bit daft, but at least it's an idea. And Adrian says we should perhaps get on to the counterparts of county councils over in other European countries and find out how do they tackle it. And I'm not just talking about dog poo, I'm talking about indiscriminate littering, people who drop things on the ground. How have they tackled that in other countries? And how do other beaches and resorts in the likes of France and Spain and Portugal, they always seem to be spotlessly clean. You never see the same degree of littering in those countries that you see in our country. And like, we're so proud of our beaches and our scenic areas. So why do we still litter them, I wonder? And what on earth is the solution? Now, I know lots of you will text in and say, more bins, more bins, more bins. But everybody who's involved in Tidy Towns or involved in the council will tell you the more bins you have, the more people will use them to dump their domestic waste, and you end up with a worse problem. So come on, folks, get your thinking hats on. What is the solution? What do you think would sort it all out? 083 300 3300 if you'd like to text us or WhatsApp us this afternoon. Now, this afternoon we're asking people, what is the solution to indiscriminate littering? People who just put cigarette butts and wrappers off sweets and all kinds of things on the ground, and bigger items as well, and just dump them for someone else to pick them up. All ideas welcome, keep them coming. 083 300 3300. A texter says, I live in a beautiful estate with a lovely green area and grass in front of our houses. We back on to an estate that doesn't have those facilities, but there are quite a number of residents from the other estate who walk their dogs around our estate and let the dogs poo on the grass. It's terrible. I've spoken to a few of them. Some were fine about it. Others told me what to do with myself. Yeah, well, there you see. That's in very stark terms there. That shows you the divide there is between people. Some people kind of will, if they were pulled up on it, will say, all right, fair enough, I shouldn't have done that. And they'll pick up after their dog, and somebody else will tell you to what to do with yourself, to put it in polite terms. Another listener says, Deirdre, just listening to you and your speaker regarding litter problems, the problem is lack of respect in our society. Parents need to teach their children respect from the cradle. Another person, this is Nora, she says, regarding litter, it starts in the home. If children are told to put their rubbish in the bins, and if there's no bins available, bring their rubbish home, it will stay with children into their adult lives. Once children are taught early, that's the key, says Nora. And Kathy was in touch. She says, that lady mentioned Lougher Cannon. Deirdre, it's a lovely walking area, but it is also a dog fouling black spot. And how about this one from a listener in Killarney who says, my daughter had her friend over to play recently. I took them into town and bought them chalk ices. My daughter's friend took the wrapper off and dropped it on the ground. I was horrified. Obviously, she'd never been corrected for doing this in the past, says our Killarney listener. Imagine that, just taking the wrapper off the chalk ice and chuck it on the ground. Yeah, well, that's what you're up against. And I guess, sadly, there are people who don't correct their children for doing things like that. And we all have a responsibility to look after the environment. Keep those comments coming. 083 300 3300.
Have your say. Call, text or email. Talk about at radiokerry.ie.
Now, we had a massive reaction to our discussion at the start of the programme as to what, if anything, can we do to tackle the problem of people who litter and who leave our beaches and our parks and our lovely natural amenities in a disgraceful condition. Thanks again to Adrian McLaughlin, who joined me at the start of the programme and got the ball rolling. Loads and loads and loads of people getting in touch about this. I'm going to read you a share of those comments now. One listener from Rathmore says, get the people on the dole to clean the beaches a few hours every day and do something good for their county. Says that Rathmore listener. Catherine says the council should have a list of people who are willing and able to act as beach ambassadors, collecting rubbish and nicely asking people if people would make themselves available. I, for one, would be a person interested in doing this weekly, says Catherine. Well, there you go. Fair play, Catherine. Putting her money where her mouth is. Not just pontificating, but actually saying, I'd be willing to step up. Listener says, regarding the idea of the codes for the bins, the people who allow their dog to foul the beach and not clean up after them are the people who aren't responsible enough to get a dog licence, so they won't ever have the code for the bins. Another caller says, I'm glad you're talking about dog fouling. I walk my dog every morning out towards the lock gates and the amount of dog poo is a disgrace. The nearest bin is out the canal. Owners should be responsible to pick up, put up CCTV cameras and catch them and punish them. The camera never lies. Another listener says, Deirdre, that's a good idea about the doggy bins. Maybe an app from the council where you pay for the dog licence that will open the bin would be a good idea for people. And another person says, not our gang though. They feel as if there's a house cleaner and it's her job, the same as the doggy problems, if they see the dog license. But I'll tell you, if you ask any people who let their houses for the summer, they'll tell you that the Irish are the worst for keeping their house clean. All other nationalities know that it's their own job to clean up. It's the same if they see a street sweeper, they will think he is the one to keep the pathways clean. Mary was in touch. She says, I'm a pedestrian and I walk everywhere. The amount of dog poo on the footpaths is an absolute disgrace and it's disgusting. So it's obvious that some people with dogs just don't care. I know a lot of dog owners are excellent at picking up and well done to them. But come on, every other dog owner, how could you leave your dog do their business constantly outside your houses? Or how would you like somebody to do their business outside your houses? John says, I'm glad you're talking about dog fouling. I walk my dog every morning out the lock gates and the amount of dog poo is a disgrace. I beg your pardon. I think I read that one already. James in Tralee says, I was talking to a friend of mine lately about the litter problem. He lives in London and he says everybody pays rates to the council. Included in these rates are water, sewage and refuge. And he reckons this stops a lot of the dumping that goes on in Ireland. Donald suggests a smaller opening in the bins would stop people from putting in their larger bags of rubbish. Another listener says every example starts in the home. Some people don't rinse tins or milk or other containers out and maybe don't even recycle.